Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa police are investigating the most recent incident of anti-Semitic hate in Ottawa. Police were called to Laurier Avenue West and Elgin Street on Monday to investigate an incident of hate speech. Anti-Semitic graffiti depicting a swastika was sprayed on the sign for the Ottawa Courthouse and Land Registry offices. This is the most recent incident in a series of hateful acts directed toward Ottawa's Jewish community. Ottawa police are also investigating 8 more incidents of posters displaying anti-Semitic rhetoric. The posters have been cited in Kanata, Barrhaven, and most recently at a skate park in Nepean. President and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Ottawa, or JFO, Andrea Friedman, called the incidents deeply concerning.
We've dealt with anti-Semitism in the past. It's rare that these types of posters sprouting anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and well-known tropes about the Jewish people that appear in the darkest corner of the internet, somebody actually pays and takes the time to print and laminate them and put them up around town just to upset people.
In a 2018 survey conducted by the Simon Wiesenthal Foundation, 1 in 10 Canadians expressed anti-Semitic opinions. 11.7% of Ontario residents surveyed responded that they believe Jewish people talk too much about the Holocaust. Over 14% of Ontarians said they believe Jewish people have too much influence in the business world. Friedman says the persistence of anti-Semitism in Canada is a manifestation of a lack of understanding and a lack of knowledge. She emphasizes that the best way to combat anti-Semitic ideals is through education.
I think that our government has taken some really helpful actions. So, for example, making the envoy on anti-Semitism and Holocaust education a permanent fixture of our government is an important first step, but I think that there's a lot of work still to be done. I think our government can take action in a number of different areas. I think it's very clear that greater education is required and that it's something that should be done nationally and systematically to develop a curriculum that can be implemented across the country.
The Jewish Federation of Ottawa has advised people who see anti-Semitic posters or graffiti not to touch them in order to preserve them as evidence.
We've been really clear that if you encounter anti-Semitic graffiti or anti-Semitic posters around town, to immediately contact the non-emergency line of the police and don't touch the posters. Allow the police to come and do their job and investigate it and also to report it so that we can continue to track the number of hate crimes in our city and in our country. And then first concern is always for people's safety.
In a joint statement from the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs, or CIJA, and the JFO, Friedman urged all Canadians to stand strong against the dangers of anti-Semitism.
While anti-Semitism is deeply concerning and the sharp rise in it is very troubling, at the same time, we have to remember what an incredible country that we live in and that the vast majority of Canadians welcome diversity in people of all religions and colors. But it's this small minority that isn't accepting the Canadian values and the things that make our country great. And because of that, it's important that whenever you see anti-Semitism, racism, hatred of any kind, we have to show people that these are not opinions that are tolerated in Canada.
On Tuesday, a press release from the Ottawa police stated that they are asking the public for help in identifying a suspect following the vandalism at Ottawa's courthouse. Friedman says she is grateful for the investigative work done by the Ottawa Police Hate Crime Unit. Anyone who has information regarding these incidents or regarding the identity of the suspect is asked to contact the Ottawa Police Hate Crime Unit at 613-236-1222, extension 5015. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Belanger.